This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Obama and the First Lady spent a good part of their day on education today. They met at the White House with more than 100 college and university presidents, as well as leaders from businesses, both for-profit and not. Everybody trying to figure out how to get more low-income students into and through college. There are people whose actual job it is to do that. High school guidance counselors, if the kids can get in to see them. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott has the latest in her series, First in the Family.
When Tyler Lattimore was applying to college, he had to wait days to meet with the one counselor assigned to his high school in Gainesville, Florida. And when he did, she didn't seem to know much about the elite out-of-state colleges he was interested in. He's now a sophomore at Emory University in Atlanta.
I was actually fortunate to have a teacher who sat down with me after class and talked to me about my options. But the guidance counselors, I could not even imagine getting a hold of her long enough to do these kinds of things.
Meet the modern guidance counselor. Average caseload, 471 students. 471. Today's counselors juggle course advising, behavior problems, even coordinate standardized tests. When they do grab a few minutes to talk to students about college, they don't have much training to fall back on. After Michelle Obama launched her campaign to encourage more low-income students to get degrees, Counselor Patrick O'Connor wrote her an open letter published by The Washington Post.
It's clear that the number one need of school counselors to help realize the goals Mrs. Obama was talking about was to get better training in college admission counseling, college advising.
O'Connor works at a private school in Michigan. He also teaches counselors. He says in most states, school counselors need a master's degree, but only a handful of programs even offer a course on college advising.
So, by and large, most counselors are leaving their master's degree programs with no formal training at any level of depth about how to help students.
With advice on things like financial aid or finding the right fit, Alexandria Walton Radford wrote the book Top Student, Top School. The top students she talked to were high school valedictorians. She looked at why so few from low-income backgrounds ended up in the most selective colleges.
What they encountered were counselors who often gave college information to students en masse.
The counselors tended to focus on schools they knew about, schools where middle-of-the-road students were likely to get in.
For those high-achieving high school students, those colleges did not tend to match their academic accomplishments.
That's known as undermatching, and it can really hurt low-income and first-generation college students who tend to do better at more selective schools. Radford says those are the students who need the most guidance.
What I found was that college counseling was pretty poor across the board, even in more affluent communities. But the difference was the families could make up for the lack of guidance being received through the schools.
Because the parents went to college themselves or could afford to pay for private counseling, public school counselors are aware of the bad reviews they get. A few years ago, the nonprofit research group Public Agenda surveyed hundreds of high school graduates. Most of them gave their counselors fair to poor marks.
It made me angry because here I'm working my tail off.
At Pikesville High School outside Baltimore, Jeremy Goldman has tried to learn on the job, sneaking in visits to college campuses on his vacation time.
All right, Miss India, so today we're going to talk about your five-year plan.
At nearby Woodlawn High School, Ashley Gallant tries to meet with each of her 10th graders, like India Griffin, at least a few times a year to start the college conversation.
Do you know what you want to do after high school?
Yes, I wanted to go to a performing arts school.
Okay.
To become a singer and a musician.
Okay.
These one-on-one meetings are getting harder to fit in. Gallant used to be one of five counselors at the school. They're down to four this year due to budget cuts, so she does more group meetings.
We definitely have to be a little bit more creative and resourceful with our time. We're having to do more with less, but that is, you know, pretty much how it is with most schools now.
And without a big boost in funding, it's not likely to get much better. The American School Counselor Association says there should be one counselor for every 250 students. But try selling that in cash-strapped districts like Philadelphia and communities across California, where many counselors have more than 1,000 students on their to-do lists. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.